That's it. Well, it is Tuesday. It's about 1 o'clock on the West Coast, which means it is time for Hug Nation. We are in Wesley Palms, specifically Grandpa Caleb's cocoon, which you told us earlier why you call it your cocoon. Can you tell us again?
Well, a cocoon is where the little worms are inside of a little piece of fiber stuff, and then finally they break loose and they become butterflies.
Ah.
And someday I'll change my residence, my physical residence. All this is physical, and I will be that which is everlasting, eternal.
How's your physical body holding up? You've used it a long time.
At 93, it's an amazing piece of equipment. I'm so grateful. I sit and practice Buddhism and try to visualize myself apart from this physical part of my body.
How many times have they opened you up?
Oh, I've had 7 times.
Whoa.
Seven times I've had bypasses, so I've died 3 times. I mean, I've died 2 times. You see, in the New Testament, Lazarus was raised from the dead, and he gets to die twice. But I had bypass surgery twice now, and I have another death to come. So I'm anxious for that death, really.
You
I
are.
Am. Carol's already gone ahead of me, beyond the dimensions of this physical limitation of touch and smell and taste. Yeah.
Now, when those times, your previous deaths, were those
they took the blood out of my body and put it in a machine.
Wow.
It was a machine, and then they reach in, and they cut down here. And they reach in your leg, and they take all these veins, both sides, and the mammary gland, and they make a new body, a new heart things. 7 bypasses.
Incredible.
It is incredible. It's amazing. I have a friend that's going to have it right away, and he's all afraid, and I'm said, gee, enjoy it. It's a terrific thing.
You said something when you got your new hearing, not the hearing aid, but when you had your, what's it called?
This is a Baja.
About $20,000.
Experiment.
But they had to drill into your skull.
Put a screw into the skull and put the Baja right over it, and I can hear, introduce these friends, Miguel and...
Can you say yourself?
Marielle and Samantha.
Now your voices just went around the world with us.
Yeah, isn't that something?
No.
And you'll see our bodies move on that machine.
Pretty
move
amazing.
Move your hand a little bit, and you'll see what it is.
So we're our voices and our images are going all the way around the world.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to tell
That's
me?
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's crazy talk. I'm just kidding. It's fantastic. So, but one thing you told me when you had that big screw put in your head,
yes.
And they said, oh, there's not much danger involved. Well, unless we drill too deep and hit your brain.
That's right. That's right.
No big deal.
And you told me, you said, it makes it really easy if you view it all as an adventure.
That's right.
I think that's the best advice ever.
I think so, too. Life's a tremendous adventure. And you don't own your body. You're loaned it for a few short years. And so I've had about 7 or 10 bodies. See, there's when they took me to the hospital, and the guy put a thing around my elbow, and he tried to drill me in here, and I said, wait a minute, ouch, that hurts. And I said, wait a minute, you're wrecking my veins. I said, either you've got it or you don't have it, and if you don't have it, brother, you haven't got it. And so taking blood is a difficult
it's
thing.
It's an art, not a science. Thing. Yeah.
The joke I tell about is when I was about 75, they made a big appeal over this local TV station, people come and get blood. And I went in and I said, I'll be glad to get blood. They said, how old are you? And I says, I'm 84. Oh, you're too old. And I says, what do you mean I'm too old? I have just as good blood as you have, but it's in an old container. No, but this morning, your mother took me to the doctor, and they say I'm anemic.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have enthusiasm, I have love, but she said, you really ought to be in the hospital getting blood.
Really?
And I says, the blood is your life, but I'll make my own.
Wow.
I'm making my own blood. We all making our own blood right now.
Wow. Well, I hope that all works out.
I do too. I'm excited because I want to go to Colorado and to Oregon and Washington in September and October.
A big trip plan.
A lot of our grandchildren and your cousins are having birthdays in Colorado.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
Well, let's segue to a little bit of worldwide Hug Nation. Since you're going to be traveling soon, we'll send out hugs to all the places that you're going to go. And so what we do is, first we see who's in the chat room there. Is there anybody's names that you can read off, Sassy?
Susan Kai, Yup Just Me, Sex and Life, Mauvine. There's a whole bunch of anonymouses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, who haven't changed their names yet. Let's see, who else I saw up above was in here. Dawn.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amy Kool-Aid.
Well, welcome everyone. Let's try to think of all those names and wherever they are. If you hear this, type in your physical location into the chat room so we have a sense of where these beams of light are shining from. And let's try to think of those people. And then let's close our eyes and think about the people we've passed in the hallways today and driven past in our cars. Let's try to think of the people that are our families far away or near. Then let's try to think of the people that are in the far states on the other side of the country and people in all over the world. And then let's give ourselves a hug and hold on to our shoulders and feel that those arms hugging us are not our arms but are the arms of all those other people. Those millions and millions of people that would rather hug you than hurt you.
Canada, Northern Canada, San Francisco, Pennsylvania. That's what I see so far. Lots of Canadians. San Francisco and Pennsylvania, though.
And then, as you squeeze yourself, think of your arms not squeezing your body, but squeezing the bodies of all those other out there. Because we are all connected. We are all one. And we can all use a little bit more reminders of that connection. So let's hold that hug and visualize all those people as one big one that we are a part of. As we squeeze ourselves, we squeeze them. We spread that love. We feel that love. Amplify that love that we're sending out to you, and we will do the same. And let's hold it for a few seconds. Happy Hug Nation.
Kip Ritley in Bangkok. Amazing. We're all one family, but we have to move beyond this tribal way of living where we kill one another and cause so much tragedy. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all bound together in the mind of the creative, unbeginning, and everlasting sustainer of our lives. Oh, Creator, we praise Thee for the energy flowing through us, for life itself, and the time we are allotted for maturing our souls and our lives. We thank.
Amen. Thank you, Grandpa. Happy Hug Nation. We will see you here next week. Please spread the love.
Got me back in business.
Yeah, we've got the computer running. We can do it again.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
How nice you came. Good. Mm. And good luck in that fight. Hollywood, I think, is that way. God bless you.
I'm gonna
so nice to have you
get
come.
Us out of here.
Life is a blast. Live it up.
Woo! Adventure.
She got that. But that last time she sat here.
Is that with all the people? The country names?
People that phoned in.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's see. So this turn off?
Yeah.
If
you can just stop it, yeah.
Crazy.
Recording. Stop the recording.